My next guest, Candace Springs, is here to bring us all a little familiarity in these uncertain times.
Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Her third record, titled The Women Who Raised Me, is comprised of songs associated with female jazz artists who inspired and influenced Springs as an artist, including Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, Lauryn Hill, Norah Jones, and many others. But this album is not only a tribute to some of those legends, it's also a showcase of Springs' talent for reinterpreting and seamlessly blending genres that has reviewers calling it her most impressive offering yet. And Candace Springs joins me now from Nashville. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just been kind of hanging out with all this craziness.
Good. Every conversation has to start with that. How you doing? How are you holding up?
Yep.
So this is an album you've said that you wanted to do forever. Tell us why.
Man, listening to all these women, my dad was playing me Nina Simone since I was 8 years old. And then he gave me a Norah Jones record. And then he gave me a Roberta Flack record, and then took some classes through my teens into now I'm 31. I've just grown listening to these artists and learning their tone and texture and the way they interpret songs, and I've learned a lot from them. And so it's a tribute record to give back to what they've, you know, inspired me to do as an artist these days.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about some of the music. You actually got one of your music idols onto this album, someone you just mentioned, Norah Jones.
Yes.
Here's the song Angel Eyes. Let's listen.
Order anything you see.
That was intended to be a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald, right?
That's right. Yeah, it was really cool meeting up with Norah. Like, I ran into her at the bathroom of all places in the Nashville airport. She had done some with Willie Nelson, and I was coming back from doing the Winter Jazz Fest from New York, and we just met there coming out of the and exchanged numbers, and I texted her a little bit later, and she was like, absolutely, I'd love to be on your record. And she invited me over to her apartment, and we sat down at her little upright piano and picked out songs. We were playing everything from like Lush Life and Sophisticated Lady and all these awesome songs that Ella did, and we landed on Angel Eyes.
And why my angel eyes ain't here. And why my angel eyes ain't here. Oh, no, no.
But what was it like to finally perform with her?
Just one of the happiest moments of my life. I really looked up to her, and just being able to actually sit like less than 10 feet from her, it's just a moment I'll never forget, and her skill is just impeccable.
Well, speaking of legends, you have actually performed with Prince, and he was a sort of a mentor to you, right? How did that happen?
He was. It was a kind of a freak thing. It was. I just posted a video. This is in 2014 of me doing a cover of Sam Smith's Stay With Me.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just human.
I put it on YouTube, and then another blog company like retweeted it for us, and just to help. And then apparently Prince saw it, and he retweeted it, and then he called my record label. Before I know it, literally 3 or 4 days later, I'm at Paisley Park.
Oh, my God. That must have been amazing.
With him there with the New Power Generation Quartet and Third Eye Girl, all in the same room, which is amazing. So it's something I'll never forget. And the thing he would always say is to not cover up my voice too much and stick with live instruments and production like that. And I agree with him. My dad would always say the same thing as well. So I respect that a lot.
Yeah, stay with.
Ask you, as a musician and as a person going through this time, what do you think would be something that we should hear?
You know, I have to choose a song that's moved me, and we played it all over the world in seen it move other people and heard amazing stories behind it. It was written by Lucy Silvas and Judy Zook. It's called Place to Hide.
Do you mind singing a few stanzas?
Sure. Let me get my key here. I got my piano right here.
This is the advantage of having someone be at home.
You want this a cappella?
I think whatever you want.
Here we go. It's called Place to Hide. So if you're lonely anytime, you can talk to me. If there's trouble on your mind, I will always be here to shield you from it all the best way that I can. Anything you want from me, call me day, call me night, call me anytime. You need someone to hold you, the tears in your eyes will be gone, they will dry. And if you still find that you can't face the world outside, yeah, no, let me be your place to hide.
Oh, that was exactly what my soul needed. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
That's Candace Springs. Her new album is The Women Who Raised Me.
In my